Chapter 1. Relations with One Another. Equality in the Society. As for the congregation, there shall be one statute both for you and for the stranger that sojourns with you, a statute forever throughout your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before Jehovah. The same Torah and standard of judgment will apply to both you and the foreigner living with you. The same teaching, Torah, is to apply equally to the citizen and to the foreigner living among you. No matter whether he is a citizen of Israel or a foreigner living with them, you are to have one law, Torah, for whoever it is that does something wrong by mistake. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the strangers who were living among them. Thus you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. It shall be that you will divide it by lot as an inheritance for yourselves, and for the strangers who dwell among you, and who bear children among you. They shall be to you as native-born among the children of Israel. They shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall be that in whatever tribe the stranger dwells, there you shall give him his inheritance, says Jehovah Elohim. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Jehovah in the world. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor freeman, neither male nor female. For in union with the Messiah, Yeshua, you are all one. Also, if you belong to the Messiah, you are seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise. Relationships with one another. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat your fill of grapes, as many as you please, but you shall not put any in your vessel, bucket or bag. When you come into your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck the heads with your hand, but you shall not use a sickle on your neighbor's standing grain. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep going astray, and hide yourself from them. You shall certainly bring them back to your brother. And if your brother is not near you, or if you do not know him, then you shall bring it to your own house, and it shall remain with you until your brother seeks it. Then you shall restore it to him. You shall do the same with his donkey, and so shall you do with his garment, with any lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost, and you have found, you shall do likewise. You must not hide yourself. If you see your brother's donkey or ox collapsed on the road, you may not behave as if you hadn't seen it. You must help him get them up on their feet again. Bear one another's burdens. In this way, you will be fulfilling the Torah's true meaning, which the Messiah upholds. This is my command, that you keep on loving each other just as I have loved you. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you lying helpless under its load, don't walk off and leave it. Help it up. And I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. then you will become children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun shine on good and bad people alike, and he sends rain to the righteous and the unrighteous alike. And I tell you not to stand up against someone who does you wrong. On the contrary, if someone hits you on the right cheek, let him hit you on the left cheek too. If someone wants to sue you for your shirt, let him have your coat as well. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Repay no one evil for evil, but try to do what everyone regards as good. When you reap your harvest in your field, and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that Yahuwah, your Elohim, may bless you in all the work of your hands. Some give freely and still get richer, while others are stingy, but grow still poorer. When you beat your olive trees, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. When you harvest the ripe crops produced in your land, don't harvest all the way to the corners of your field, and don't gather the ears of grain left by the harvesters. Likewise, don't gather the grapes left on the vine or fallen on the ground after harvest. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. But by inequality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. As it is written in Tanakh, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. If one of your brethren becomes poor and falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him, like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of Yahuwah abide in him? If you sell anything to your neighbor, or buy from your neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. You shall not oppress one another. Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to lawsuits, court cases, against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah? Do not be deceived. You shall not steal. Do not covet your neighbor's house. Do not covet your neighbor's wife, his male or female slave, his ox, his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. And I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear your Yahuwah. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. The right thing is to eat no meat or drink no wine at all, or do anything else if it makes your brother stumble or hurts his conscience or offends or weakens him. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Don't spread gossip and rumors, scandal among your people. A gossip goes around revealing secrets, but a trustworthy person keeps a confidence. Faithful in spirit keeps the matter hidden. A gossip goes around revealing secrets, so don't get involved with a talkative person. There are 6 things Yehovah hates, 7 which he detests: a haughty look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plots wicked schemes, feet swift in running to do evil, a false witness who lies with every breath, and him who sows strife among brothers. Moreover, as they go about from house to house, they learn to be idlers, and not only idlers, but gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not say and talking of things they should not mention. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. So if you are offering your gift at the temple altar, and you remember there that your brother has something against you, leave your gift where it is by the altar and go, make peace with your brother. Then come back and offer your gift. If possible, and to the extent that it depends on you, live in peace with all people. Moreover, if your brother commits a sin against you, go and show him his fault, but privately, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won back your brother. Watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Do not rebuke an older man sharply, but appeal to him as you would to a father. Treat younger men like brothers, older women like mothers, and younger women like sisters, with absolute purity. You shall not take revenge. Do not hate your brother in your heart, or bear any grudge against the sons of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Do not say, "I will recompense evil." Wait for Yehovah, and he will save you. And I tell you not to stand up against someone who does you wrong. On the contrary, if someone hits you on the right cheek, let him hit you on the left cheek too. And forgive us our sins, just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. For if you forgive others their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. But I tell you that anyone who nurses anger against his brother will be subject to judgment, that whoever calls his brother "you good for nothing" will be brought before the Sanhedrin, that whoever says "fool" incurs the penalty of burning in the fire of Gehinnom, hellfire. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult, scolding, tongue-lashing, berating, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare, happiness, and protection, and truly pitying and loving them. For know that to this you have been called, that you may yourselves inherit a blessing. See that none of you repays another with evil for evil, but always aim to show kindness and seek to do good to one another and to everybody. Never seek revenge, my friends. Instead, leave that to Yehovah's anger. For in the Tanakh it is written, Yehovah says, "Vengeance is my responsibility. I will repay." When angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath, your exasperation, your fury, or indignation last until the sun goes down. You shall not murder. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. Whoever kills any man shall surely be put to death. So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. So that on this generation will fall the responsibility for all the prophets' blood that has been shed since the world was established, from the blood of Havel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the holy place. Yes, I tell you, the responsibility for it will fall on this generation. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. You are not to abuse any widow or orphan. If you do abuse them in any way, and they cry to me, I will certainly heed their cry. My anger will burn, and I will kill you with the sword. Your own wives will be widows, and your own children fatherless. Pure and undefiled religious observance that Yahuwah the Father considers pure and faultless is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being contaminated by the world. You shall not take a stand against the life of your neighbor. Don't stand idly by the blood of thy neighbor. I am Yahuwah. Then Yeshua answered and said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him naked and beat him up, then went off, leaving him half dead. By coincidence, a Kohen, priest, was going down on that road. But when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levi, who reached the place and saw him, also passed by on the other side. But a man from Shamron, Samaritan, who was traveling came upon him. And when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. So he went up to him, put oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he set him on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you, saying, You shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor and your needy, in your land. There must be no poor people among you, because Yahuwah is going to bless you lavishly in this land that Yahuwah, your Elohim, is giving you as an inheritance, your very own land. But only if you listen obediently to the voice of Yahuwah, your Elohim, diligently observing every commandment that I command you today. For Yahuwah, your Elohim, will bless you just as he promised you. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there is among you a poor man of your brethren, within any of the gates in your land, which Yahuwah your Elohim is giving you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him, and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs. He who has pity on the poor lends to Yahuwah, and he will pay back what he has given. And I say to you, use worldly wealth to make friends for yourselves, so that when it gives out, you may be welcomed into the eternal home. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. You shall surely give to him, your brother, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing Yehovah, your Elohim, will bless you in all your works, and in all to which you put your hand. Each should give according to what he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for Yehovah loves a cheerful giver. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Do not lie to one another. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You shall do no injustice in judgment, in measurement of length, weight, or volume. False scales are an abomination to Yehovah, but accurate weights please him. You are not to have in your pack two sets of weights, one heavy, the other light. You are not to have in your house two sets of measures, one big, the other small. You are to have a correct and fair weight, and you are to have a correct and fair measure, so that you will prolong your days in the land of Yehovah, your Elohim, is giving you. For all who do such things, all who behave unrighteously, are an abomination to Yehovah, your Elohim. Diverse weights and diverse measures, they are both alike, an abomination to Yehovah. Then he said to them, "Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Rather, use an honest balance scale, honest weights, an honest bushel dry measure, and an honest gallon liquid measure. Honest weights and scales are Yehovah. All the weights in the bag are his work. You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, because we are intimately related to each other as parts of a body. Keep away from fraud, and do not cause the death of the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. How blessed are those who reject the advice of the wicked! Don't stand on the way of sinners, or sit where scoffers sit. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which the men of old have set, in your inheritance, which you will inherit in the land that Yehovah, your Elohim, is giving you to possess. Remove not the ancient landmark which your fathers have set up. Justice, only justice, uncompromisingly righteous, you must pursue so that you will live and inherit the land Yehovah, your Elohim, is giving you. In conclusion, brothers, focus your thoughts on what is true, noble, righteous, pure, lovable, or admirable, on some virtue or on something praiseworthy. But do test everything. Hold on to what is good, but keep away from every form of evil. But seek first the kingdom of Yahovah and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of Yahovah, that it may go well with you. Forgiveness of debt. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts. And this is the form of the release. Every creditor is to give up what he has loaned to his fellow member of the community. He is not to force his neighbor or relative to repay it, because Yahovah's time of remission has been proclaimed. You may demand that a foreigner repay his debt, but you are to release your claim on whatever your brother owes you. 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its produce, but the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave, the beasts of the field may eat. In like manner you shall do with your vineyard and your olive grove. Beware, lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, "The seventh year, the year of release, is at hand," and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry out to Yahovah against you, and it becomes sin among you. Hospitality. You shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And if a stranger dwells temporarily with you in your land, you shall not suppress and mistreat him. But the stranger who dwells with you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am Yahovah your Elohim. Share what you have with people of Elohim, and practice hospitality. Be inventive in hospitality. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. Be ready with a meal or a bed when it's needed. Why, some have extended hospitality to angels without ever knowing it. Practice hospitality to one another. Be hospitable. Be a lover of strangers, with brotherly affection for the unknown guests, the foreigners, the poor, and all others who come your way who are of Messiah body. And in each instance, do it ungrudgingly, cordially, and graciously, without complaining, but as representing Him. You too must show love to foreigners, for you yourselves were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. Respect towards the elders. Stand up in the presence of a person with gray hair. Show respect for the old. You are to fear your Yahovah. I am Yahovah. Racism. Remember what Yahovah your Elohim did to Miriam, became leprous, on the way when you came out of Egypt. Buying out property. According to the number of years after the Jubilee, you shall buy from your neighbor, and according to the number of years of crops, he shall sell to you. According to the multitude of years, you shall increase its price, and according to the fewer number of years, you shall diminish its price. For he sells to you according to the number of the years of the crops. Therefore you shall not oppress one another, but you shall fear your Yahovah. For I am Yahovah your Elohim. If one of your brethren becomes poor, and has sold some of his possession, and if his redeeming relative comes to redeem it, then he may redeem what his brother sold. or if the man has no one to redeem it, but he himself becomes able to redeem it, then let him count the year since its sale, and restore the remainder to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return to his possession. But if he is not able to have it restored to himself, then what was sold shall remain in the hand of him who bought it until the year of the Jubilee. And in the Jubilee it shall be released, and he shall return to his possession. You must provide for the right of redemption for any of the land that you own. And remember, the land must never be sold on a permanent basis, because the land is mine, and you are foreigners. You are my tenants. If a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold. Within a full year he may redeem it. But if it is not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house in the walled city shall belong permanently to him who bought it throughout his generations. It shall not be released in the Jubilee. However, the houses of villages which have no wall around them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall be released in the Jubilee.